Mars and Earth are getting a bit chummier this month as the red planet moves to its closest distance in more than a decade. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
We had a very close opposition of Mars back in August of 2003, the closest it had been in 50,000 years. For this decade, the closest approach will be Monday.
Astronomer Wayne Wooten at Pensacola State College says Mars' current position at just under 47 million miles from Earth is called opposition. That's when the Sun, Earth, and Mars are in a straight line, with Mars rising in the east just as the Sun sets in the west.
Opposition is the same thing as full moon. The full moon rises as the sun sets. So the full moon is directly opposite the setting sun. Mars right now is smack dab in the middle. We overtook Mars, passed directly between Mars and the sun.
Because of Earth's slightly elliptical orbit, we're still getting even a little closer to Mars. But Mother Nature is throwing a few curveballs. Other planets' gravitational pulls slightly change Earth orbit. Jupiter has an impact on Mars orbit. Add to that the fact that the orbits of Mars and Earth are not exactly on the same plane.
In any event, Mars is unusually close. It's about 18 arc seconds across, which again is the closest and biggest and brightest it's been in the current decade. It'll get a little bit better in 2018, but that's no reason not to enjoy it this time around.
Mars will remain especially bright in the night sky until June 3rd, so finding it isn't that big of a chore. They don't call it the red planet for nothing.
For many folks, this is going to be certainly a splendid time to look at Mars. You really can't miss it if it's clear. Go outside, look to the southeast by about 8:30. It's big and orange, and the second brightest thing in the evening sky, the only thing that's brighter is Jupiter, which is directly overhead now.
After the next opposition in 2018, Mars won't be this close to Earth again until the year 2035. Wooten says if manned missions are being flown to Mars by then, it could reduce the travel time by several weeks.
These are called perihelic oppositions. In other words, Mars is about as close to the Sun and Earth as it's going to get at the same time the Earth is overtaking it and passing closest to Mars. So this is a perihelic opposition, about as good as it gets.
Back on Earth, Wooten is readying a summer full of sky gazing at Fort Pickens, Pensacola Beach, and at PSC. The next big event is June 3rd at Fort Pickens.
Mars will still be plenty big and bright and close. The moon will be out of the way. If the skies are good and clear, the Milky Way will be superb. Bring along your smartphones. We'll let you photograph Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn through your smartphone.
And while taking pictures of planets with smartphones through telescopes may sound a bit clunky and far-fetched, Wooten says the results speak for themselves.
One of the members of the Astronomy Club was out here photographing really beautiful solar detail with a hydrogen alpha telescope. So smartphones are just amazing astronomical tools. And a lot of our telescopes are equipped with adapters where you just slip your smartphone right in and fire away, and boy, you'll be sharing what you got on Facebook with everybody.
Some of the other celestial treats coming up this summer deal with the four phases of the moon.
For the quarter moons, we go out to the Gulfside Performance Pavilion at Pensacola Beach, June the 10th and 11th. The new moons at Fort Pickens and the last quarter moons at Big Lagoon State Park. The full moon, when the moon's messing us up anyway, we just go ahead and meet here at Pensacola State and have our regular club meeting.
The Fort Pickens viewing actually was begun 40 years ago as a celebration of the nation's bicentennial. More information is available by emailing PSC astronomer Wayne Wooten at wwooten@pensacolastate.edu. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.